Were you born somewhere between 1981 and 1996? If so, that would make you a millennial. This also means that you generally value meaningful motivation, you have a natural disposition towards technology, you're open and adaptive, and you're passionate about learning. It also means that you're prone to making certain money mistakes that may put you behind financially. Stay tuned to find out what they are and how to avoid them.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast. Okay, so many studies have been done about the characteristics of different generations, but while we have taken heavy criticism, right, and I say we because I am, in fact, a millennial, so we've taken on some heavy criticism for having a poor work ethic, devaluing face-to-face conversation, communication, and being impatient with our careers. Mm-hmm. We have also revolutionized the world in many ways. Millennial entrepreneurs include the founders of Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Airbnb, Pinterest, Lyft, Spotify. I mean, I could go on. But the thing is, we have radically changed media, music, transportation, tourism industries, just to name a few. So obviously, we're not lacking in ideas or business prowess, but as individuals, we can benefit from knowing our weaknesses so we can be better equipped to address them.
And I think that's important no matter which generation you're in. I know we're focusing on millennials today, but in general, you've got to know yourself and know your tendencies so that you can accept that and figure out how to work through it if it is something that's holding you back. So I'm glad we're covering this, even though I'm not a millennial. I'm just little outside of that by a couple of years.
Yeah, I was going to say, you barely missed it.
I think I'm Zennials or something weird. I don't know what
Gen
we are.
X,
yeah, I'm the weird one. I was born in 79. So yeah, we're that weird generation that did not have technology growing up. And then we hit college and it was everywhere. So that was kind of ours. But
rough change.
Yes. But first, we're going to talk about some of the problems that have been shown in studies, kind of those consistent issues that we're seeing in that generation. And then we're going to talk about some solutions. So let's start by just identifying some of the tendencies that we see concern in.
Yeah. So I think the problem is that we're pretty much overloaded, right? Mm-hmm. Starting with just information. We've got just a wealth of information now that leads to paralysis because there's just too many things competing for our attention, competing for our dollars. We've got, obviously, social media, I think, makes top of the list there.
Yeah, I think about it. When I was a kid, I would go to the encyclopedia to look information up. Nowadays, even I go to Facebook or Google to look things up. The issue there is that there's a lot of information, but not a lot of wisdom.
Right.
So figuring out how to decipher that and turn that into something usable is challenging.
Yeah. And then globalization, right? Maybe I'm thinking back, you know, maybe when you were growing up, when you went to the store, you saw just a kind of limited amount of items and things to look at. But now we've got Amazon and we've got, you know, just about anything that is made anywhere in the world we can have access to, right? So our shopping has just increased that much from that global economy. And yeah, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Google and YouTube are the most powerful search engines, and they definitely make it to where, you know, we're very dependent on those for our information these days.
Yes. And then the next thing is we have responsibility overload. Millennials are gradually growing into the sandwich generation. So we've got older millennials reaching their late 30s, taking care of their kids, starting to feel the responsibility of caring for their aging parents too. So they're kind of in between those two stages right now. And the danger there is placing your future on hold for the sake of others. I mean, there are times when that makes sense. You know, when you're having children, that's a good reason to delay things if you need to. But the airplane rule still applies. You've got to put your own mask on before you can help others. So you've got to know your limits, and you've got to know how to still at least keep some sense of who you are, even in those circumstances.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm definitely not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. I know you're definitely kind of...
Hey, careful.
I'm just saying, you know, for experience sake, you know what I mean?
That's what we're going to say. I'm experienced. That's what we're going to call it. Go ahead. Continue what you were saying.
Yeah, no, so I was just going to say, you know, that's not something that I'm necessarily privy to, But I can see that, you know, in a lot of the people that we meet with,
mm-hmm.
you know, on a regular basis, is that, you know, I can see that concern about, okay, we've got kids, but then, you know, the parents might also be a concern as well. So that's something that we typically cover is, okay, you know, are you expecting, you know, to be able to have or to have to care for aging parents?
Mm-hmm. And that's a more common, when you look at the studies, most often when someone needs care as they age, they're going to do that through a family member. So if you're not mm-hmm. planning for that, that could become a major problem for you
right.
or a challenge. And then there's technology overload. Goodness gracious. Can I just say that my 2-year-old knows how to work an iPad?
Wow.
So that generation is going to be even more technology overloaded if we're not careful. But mm-hmm. the millennial generation certainly has some of that too.
Yeah. But the thing is that depending on technology to answer our problems, right? So if your 2-year-old's already depending on that iPad, you know, mm-hmm. We can see that down the future, how, you know, instead of depending on family and getting our information from family and community, that may lead to isolation when we get stuck because mm-hmm. we're not used to reaching out for help.
Yes, that old adage that it takes a village to raise a child is still true. And I think a lot of people do become too insulated and they feel alone in their situations. And when you're dealing with challenges, having your village is extremely important and it makes a huge mm-hmm. difference in your success rate.
Yeah, and I wonder if, you know, folks listening to this might kind of have that light bulb moment when it's like, okay, maybe that's why I don't reach out. Maybe mm-hmm. I'm been just too accustomed, right, to looking at technology or looking to technology to answer questions instead of maybe reaching out.
Well, I think sometimes when we're in a rut, we want to find things that validate our situation instead of challenging us. Mm-hmm. And you can find that if you get on Facebook and you look long enough, you're going to surround yourself by people who are like you. So it's more difficult to find those situations where you're being challenged to grow if you're not mm-hmm. careful to not insulate yourself too much.
Yes.
So there's technology. And then what's our last one there?
Experience overload. So valuing living in the moment, leading to job hopping, using debt to pay for experiences, neglecting saving for the future, essentially just, you know, FOMO, right?
Mm-hmm.
So fear of missing out.
I literally had no idea what that meant when you said that. Wait, FOMO? I thought it was YOLO. Wait, I can't keep up with all of you guys' acronyms. Go ahead.
Yeah. Fear of missing out. Also YOLO, right? You only live once. So yeah, that leading to, hey, I'm just going to find whatever maximizes pleasure now.
Mm-hmm. Right? That instant gratification, which instant gratification often leads to financial woes, especially, mm-hmm. and certainly some emotional woes too, if you're not careful.
Yeah. And on the opposite side of that, you know, the millennial generation has also had some pretty difficult experiences, right? So in speaking more towards financial crises, right? So we have lived through the Great Recession and now a pandemic,
mm-hmm.
right? So the St. Louis Fed chair actually called the millennial generation the lost generation because, and he talks about that in regards to the millennials that had either just started getting into the workforce
mm-hmm.
During the Great Recession, 2008, 2009, even, you know, 2007, end of 2007 there. And, you know, all of a sudden losing their job as mm-hmm. well as the folks, the kids that were graduating college and then to find a very, very tough job market, not being able to find a job, having to move back in with parents,
mm-hmm.
right? So yeah, just this kind of generation where they had nowhere to go for a while.
Yeah, and then student loan debt on top of that is just insane.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about some of the problems, but we do want to talk about some solutions. You know, millennials have faced some challenges, certainly every generation does, but they also possess multiple strengths that we've talked about too that help them overcome those. So let's talk some positive things that they have that they can really use to their benefit.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that is definitely very, very present in my generation is the idea of social responsibility, right? We mm-hmm. we like to know how our products are being sourced, right? We mm-hmm. we want to make sure that people aren't being hurt,
mm-hmm.
right? In just our consumerism,
mm-hmm.
right? So we've seen and thanks to media, right? We've been made a lot more aware of a lot of social problems around the world. So making sure that folks aren't being, you know, hurt in that commercialization. So I would say, you know, because of that heightened awareness, I think we can be really good with just being socially responsible with our budget.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, you know, just stopping the social media competition and instead prioritizing saving to accomplish your goals. And in that way, inspiring others to do the same, inspiring others to save instead of, you know, having this, you know, kind of rat race mentality, if you will, of, okay, who's making the most? And because that's hurting other people, right? That's that's hurting each other emotionally. And again, creating this atmosphere of competition where instead it should be about, again, helping each other, making sure that socially we are, you know, more united and helping each other accomplish our goals.
So the concept there being love yourself too, not just worrying about what your choices impact others, but also loving yourself by taking care of yourself financially also, because it does have an impact on your community. When you're in debt and you're having to borrow from your friends, that impacts them. Mm-hmm. So it is important to be aware of your own financial impact too. So that's a great one. Mm-hmm. One that we've talked about too is learning a new trade. You know, if cutting things out of your budget isn't your cup of tea, that's okay. Maybe it's time to make a change. Maybe you have to generate more income. Millennials are well-known entrepreneurs and have knowledge of tech and a passion for learning. And that gives you great tools to start either a side gig or something new at some point. And we talked about those side hustles in episode 21, if you want to go through and really dig deep into that. But, you know, you can reinvent yourself. I did at 35. I joined Gen Wealth's team. I'm not a millennial, but I like learning new things. And I had an opportunity to learn new things here that led to my career. I'm in a position now that I never would have pictured myself in, earning money that I never would have expected to make. Not that I'm, you know, rolling it or anything, but I am comfortable and I'm building towards my financial independence. Exactly. And sometimes it's about thinking outside the box. If you don't love what you do, don't just quit your job. Don't hear me saying that. But start learning something new so that you can get the job that you want. And, you know, do it responsibly. Don't go into a ton of debt to get a career that's going to pay $20,000 a year. But think about those side hustles you could be doing, those things that you're passionate about also in the meantime.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, lastly, you know, building your community. So our generation, again, has forever changed the way we engage with the rest of the world, allowing us to connect with anyone, anywhere in the world. That's a huge power. So if you are stuck, reach out for help. There's endless resources, online communities who are seeking financial freedom and happy to share their knowledge. I mean, I listen to, you know, apart from our podcast, I listen to many other podcasts that build, you know, community around, you know, financial wellness, stewardship, that kind of thing. So, you know, there's definitely lots of resources, lots of help out there, lots of books as well. To really, again, grow in this, you know, between your group of friends, you can start, you know, a small book club or something like that, you know, to really, again, build that community, that sense of social responsibility, right?
Within and that accountability.
Yes, exactly.
And I think that's the key. Having a community, you get accountability, but you also get encouragement if you've got the right community. It's not always about holding your feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's about picking you up off the ground when you've fallen, because we all make mistakes. And having a support group there to help you through that is extremely, extremely important. So we've talked a lot about kind of the problems that we've seen. We've seen some of the solutions. What would be kind of your last thoughts on this, your two cents?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, if you need help setting up a budget that prioritizes your goals, we are definitely here for you. We actually have a template, you know, an Excel template that is what we call a zero-based budget. And we'd love to show you how to use it if that's something that you need to do. That way you can get a strong handle on that if that's something that, again, that you're interested in. So we're here for you and we'd be glad to help.
And also, you know, if you're having trouble determining your financial community, because you can have communities for different purposes, but if you don't have a good, strong financial community, then maybe you need to start with a financial advisor to help you start that and help you understand what to focus on, because it can be intimidating and we understand that. So if you're looking for that and you'd like to reach out to us, give us a call, shoot us an email. We'd be happy to help you get started on your path. But again, I think you pointed out some really great things here, and I really appreciate that, Mark, that, you know, I have to admit, when you said Tumblr earlier, I didn't know what that was. So you're gonna have to tell me afterwards.
Yeah.
I am most definitely not the most, you know, in the know, person, even of my own age. So don't hate me for that, but, we appreciate you guys so much today for joining us. We hope you'll join us next week. We're going to talk about surviving the holidays. So we talked about community. So if you've got that community and they are driving you crazy, we're going to have some tips for you next week about how to survive the holidays.
Absolutely.
We thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Talking Sense podcast. And if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The GenWealth team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
GenWealth Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.